Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Vales Taylor, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We do want to apologize for the lateness of getting on today. We did not get on in our regular hour. Praise the Lord. Normally we get on 7 a.m. Central Mountain Standard Time, but thank the Lord anyway that we are on this morning. We just pray that you'll be blessed by the prayer as we go to prayer. Praise the Lord. This is a time where we just spend in intercession, and we just want you to join us this morning as we go before the Lord in prayer. There are so many needs and so many, praise God, that need prayer on today, and so many that are sick and some that are bereaved today, some that just are going through in their bodies and different trials. But beloved, we know that God is yet God. He's on the throne, and he's well able to meet every need that you would have. So we do invite you, if you would like to call in this morning, our call-in number is 718-664-9578, and join us as we spend time in prayer. We want you to be encouraged, beloved, and know that God does love you. He cares about you, and he has your best interests at heart. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you today for prayer. We thank you for allowing us to gather. We thank you for the opportunity that we can yet call on your name in liberty and freedom, because Father, you give us freedom, and you say in your word and declare in your word that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So Father, we thank you for prayer. We thank you for intercession. We thank you, God, for the mind to make up the hedge and stand in the gap on behalf of your people. But Father, we pray for those today that are listening. We pray for those, Father God, all around the world, Father God, that they need healing, ministry, they're sick. Lord, some are bereaved today. Some hearts are broken today. And we pray, Father, that you would just lift up those heads that are hung down today and encourage. Father, go down deep in their hearts and strengthen them and encourage them and build them up, Father God. And Lord God, the warriors and the intercessors that are up on the wall, we pray, God, that you would cause them to put on the armor that you have provided. Father God, as we do that, Lord, we trust you to protect us against every spiritual force of evil that would come against us, Father God, in the heavenly realms. Lord God, we confidently stand today with the belt of truth around our loins and around our waist, Father God, and we ask that you give us insight to recognize and open up our eyes clearly to see the enemy's subtle and deceiving ways, and that we will believe and live and speak your truth, Father, because your word is truth, and you dwell in the realm of truth. So help us, Father God, to take your word in and hide it in our heart, that we may not sin against you, that the word may not slip from us, Father. In the very hour that we need your word, God, grant us proficient recall. And Lord, we thank you now for the breastplate of righteousness that you offer to us. Lord, this righteousness is ours, and it's through faith in Jesus, because of the death on the cross, because of the sin that he took in his body. He paid the price that we may walk a righteous life, that we may live a righteous life. And so we thank you, Father, for that breastplate that covers our chest cavity, covers one of the most important organs in our body is the heart. And we thank you, God, that we have protection today because of the blood of Jesus. And so, Lord, we call upon the righteousness of the Lord to be our protection. And we know that the enemy must retreat from before the righteousness of God. We thank you also, God, for the blood of Jesus, the blood that covers us, the blood that protects, the blood that saves, the blood that washes away sin. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that heals. Oh, God, we thank you right now for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the sandals of peace. Our feet are prepared and shod with the preparation of the gospel because, God, we carry the gospel. We thank you that, Lord God, we need your peace to touch our emotions in every part of our life. God, we remember that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us power, love, and a sound mind. So we thank you, God, for stability in our mind, in our hearts, and even in our soul as we submit to you. That, Father God, we won't walk in the soulish realm, but the soulish realm would become subject and be submitted to the Spirit of God that's in us. And Father God, every part of our being, spirit, soul, and body, would walk in the spirit, and the soul would be our emotions and our mind and our intellect and our will would be fully surrendered to you, Father God, and the body would follow the spirit. Hallelujah, because you tell us in your word to mortify, crucify, deaden the flesh, put it to death. So, Father God, help us to surrender to your will today. Oh, God, we thank you right now for the shield of faith. We're lifting it up, God, because it will quench and it will deflect the flaming arrows, Father God, that will come our way. And Father God, help us to shine it up with the oil of the Holy Spirit. And let us be totally immersed in the Holy Ghost. That, Father, we will be fully surrendered to you and fully surrendered to your will, that the Holy Ghost would have his complete place in our life, that he would be able to function through us effectively. And Father God, as we surrender and submit to the will of God in our lives, help us to pray in the Holy Ghost and be built up, oh my God, when we pray in the Spirit. Father, we decree and declare your word today that, Father God, even if an arrow should touch us, Father, or a dart should pierce through and touch our lives, we will look upon it as a refining fire to refine us, oh God, to make us better in you, not bitter, but better in you, Father. So those today, Father God, that have been touched by the arrows and the darts and the opposition, and all the things that may come at us, Father, help us, Father, to stand tall. Oh, my God, help us to keep our eyes upon you, knowing that you love us and knowing that you care. Help us to set our faces as a flint to do only your will. And help your body to be sharp in the spirit. Help us to align ourselves, Father God, first of all with you, that we will love, that we will walk in love, that we will walk in truth, that we will walk in repentance. Father God, that we will love our brothers and we'll love our sisters, Father God, unconditionally. And help us to be quick to forgive, quick to release, Father God. Oh, my God, help us to roll our cares upon you because we know that you care for us. Father God, we thank you today for the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. It's truth, it's life, it's hope. Father God, it's your word, and as we put it in the atmosphere, we declare it and decree it. Father God, you're listening for your word. You're listening for us to shout it from the mountaintops, from the valleys. Oh God, from the deepest part of the ocean. Father, wherever we are, we know that your ear is listening for our cry. Your eyes, oh God, are running to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of your people. So God, as we lift up your word in an hour where it's becoming unpopular to preach, oh God, the uncompromised gospel. But Father God, give your men servants and maid servants boldness, oh God, to preach and declare the word. Father God, firm-footed. My God, with the faces as flint, Father, to do your will so that men and women, young boys, young girls' lives can be changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, strengthen those that may be weak today, may be weak in body due to trial, due to storm, due to opposition. Father God, strengthen, I pray, by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, because we choose to live and believe your truth. We choose to walk in your truth. We choose, God, oh my God, to proclaim the truth of the word, to defeat the enemy, to push him back, and to win great victories for you. So we thank you, God, for the armor that you provided. We thank you for the covering that you provided. We thank you for the protection, God, that you have provided for us. And as children of God, help us to align ourselves with you, to speak your word, to declare your word. Hallelujah. And even in times of discouragement, encourage. Keep our heads lifted, Father, because the entrance of your word, it gives light. Father God, it's easy to be entreated and easy to understand. So we thank you today for your holy word. Father God, we thank you for prayer. We thank you for the opportunity, oh God, to call upon your name, whether it be in the wee hours of the morning, whether it be in the night watches, whether it be on the day watch. Father God, help us to watch and stay alert. Help us to watch and pray. We know the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. So help us to learn, God, to draw from the Spirit of God, to draw that strength that we need in the very hour that we need it. And Father God, I pray for the apostles and prophets today that are, Father God, proclaiming the word, that are preaching your word. I pray for the evangelists that are going forth to win the souls. I pray, Father, that you would put a new fire in the evangelists and those, God, that have been called to reach the lost, that, Father, they will do it, Father God, with tenacity and do it with integrity and excellence, Father God, for the purpose of the gospel to win the lost, that saved, God, that the Father God, those that are saved would really come in, Father God, and do the work that needs to be done. We thank you. We praise you now for all that you're doing. We thank you, Father, because we know, oh God, that you are God all by yourself, and there is none like you. So, Father God, we have our minds set to pray at all times with intensity by the power of the Holy Ghost, relying on him to be our shield, to be our protector, to lead and guide and comfort, to convict, oh God, to instruct, Father God. Oh God, allow your people to see where you're taking the body in this hour. Oh my God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that you are watching over your word to perform it, that your perfect and divine will be done in these last hours. Father God, in these last days, help us to realize the times that we are living in, that, Father, we're living in dangerous times. We're living in perilous times when men will be lovers of their own selves. They will be boasters and proud and all these things. But, Father, help us that in the midst of it, that we would walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Help us to remain in the vine and help us to remain connected to you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you give us to war. You give us to war a good warfare. And help us, Father God, that as we stand ready. We stand ready to battle. We stand ready to fight. We stand linked arm in arm, Father God. Oh God, we thank you right now. We thank you, God, that you've given us the honor to bind demonic rulers and spiritual wickedness in high places with chains and fetters of iron. So the very chains that the enemy would attempt to bind us with, we take those chains and we bind him in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the privilege to execute the judgments written upon the powers of darkness by the authority that we have in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the authority that you've given us to use your name, to proclaim your name, Father God, that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth, God, it is loosed in heaven. We thank you for the access which we have to your throne, oh God, through the blood of Jesus. That same blood, Father God, is our testimony that we overcome the enemy, because we do overcome him by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, that when you see us, you see the blood. Hallelujah. The blood has been applied to our lives, to the doorposts, even of our hearts, of our dwelling places, Father. We thank you for the blood, that the enemy cannot cross the bloodline. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We are affronted by demonic strongholds, which have come up before our faces, O God, in this land, which you've given to us. So we ask, God, that you execute vengeance and punishments upon all unclean spirits that harass your people. And we bind the demonic spirits that would come to oppress, that would come to suppress, that would come to cause your people to regress. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you're lifting weights and you're lifting burdens. You're lifting them up, God. We thank you for that. And Lord, let the high praises of God dwell in our mouths and within our hearts with exceeding joy. Give us the ability to open our mouths with praise. Oh, God, that we will praise you, Father God. God, because you do inhabit the praises of your people. Oh, God, let praise ring from our hearts on today. Lord, we know that you're God. We long to see your power and your glory manifested in the earth. Oh, God, as we see it in your word, God, we ask that you manifest your strength and cause your enemies to take flight. Oh, Father God, help us not to be afraid, oh, God, of the terrors that come at night. Help us not to be afraid of the enemy. But, Father, help us to recognize who he is and what he does, and even the principalities and the wicked spirits and the rulers of the darkness of this world, the evil spirits that have been sent out to do a job. But, Father, we have a greater job to do, and that is to stand and proclaim the gospel. That is to be the children of God that you've called us to be. So we thank you, Father, for strengthening. We thank you, oh God, because we know that your word, Father God, will not come back void. As it goes out, it will accomplish that it is sent forth to do. We ask you to set siege against stubborn spirits of hell that would afflict our emotions, bodies, and our minds. Lord God, I ask that you set a siege against the gates of darkness and battering rams to the walls of the forces of satanic power. Set our battlements and fortify us in your word. O God of righteousness and holiness, arm us with life, which we have by the indwelling power of the Holy Ghost. Set batteries against your enemies, O God, against the enemies of God and man. And Father God, we ask that you loose the angels on our behalf, angelic spirits, who are ministers made of flaming fire, God, that are sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation and everlasting life through Jesus Christ. Loose the warring angels that excel in strength by your command. Oh, God, we ask that you release them this moment to stand, watch, and guard over your church, repelling all demonic intrusion and intruding spirits. Bind up and isolate and cut off every satanic principality and power from the ability to supply, cooperate with, and give aid to, support, or strengthen any demonic spirit or human agents of evil, O God. Father God, we ask that you bind up all scorners who plot wickedness continuously against God and your people, and all high-ranking spirits assigned to thwart his eternal plan. O God, we thank you now. We thank you, God, that you're sending confusion into the enemy's camp. Father, let there be confusion. Let them turn on themselves. Ho ba she, kande, ba ba seta, ro tororobo shande, ikinebe sheta bohata, ro ndobo shande, ikineme se, ro debe shikende, ba sheta, oh God, abashataya. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you now. Hallelujah. We thank you. Oh God, pour out your fury upon the works of hell and the powers of darkness. Let their kings and princes be bound and tormented in the name of the Lord. Release cruel torments and unmitigated punishment against the enemies of Beelzebub, the Lord God of hosts. Oh God, let all of their great houses fall. Grind their strongholds, oh God, to the dust. Leave no stone, rock, or pebble, O Father of lights, in the name of Jesus. Take vengeance against your enemies, O God. O my God, we thank you, God. Spare not the wrath upon the forces of hell that would pervert thy name. We come against every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Strongholds of divination, strongholds of familiar spirits, strongholds of bondage. We take authority over strongholds of infirmity. We take authority over strongholds of fear. My God, we take authority over strongholds of addictions and strongholds of Antichrist spirit and death spirits. We thank you, God, that you're binding up spirits of error now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that as we, oh God, call out these strongholds, you give us insight to pull them down. Strongholds of Jezebel and even Ahab, Korah, Cain, Balaam, Balak, assassinating spirits we come against in the name of Jesus. Vexes and hexes and witchcraft and candle magic, white magic, black magic. Oh my God, contagious magic, charismatic witchcraft. We pull it down in the name of Jesus. All spirits of domination, intimidation. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Because God, we know that when we decree and declare your word, Father, you go to work, Father God, to see that it is accomplished. So, Father God, we thank you, God, that every territorial spirit is bound and principality and power is bound in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you're giving us free access. In the name of the Lord, every witch, every warlock, oh my God, we blind the medium of the third eye. In the name of Jesus, we bind it. We close that portal. Oh, by shay, that peeping spirit, the muttering spirit, murmuring spirit, spirit of confusion. Abashay, spirit of discord, we call you out and forth in Jesus' name. Oh my God, we thank you right now for liberty. Hallelujah, in the Holy Ghost. And Father God, help us as brethren and sisters to walk together in unity. Oh my God, all every evil word that's gone out into the atmosphere, oh by shay, to cause a character assassination, Father God, abort those word curses that have gone out in the atmosphere, Father God, to come against the people of God. Father God, I pray that you would cause those words to fall to the ground, and God, that they will have no life in them. Abo shay. Turn them back around as a boomerang to go right back where they came, to the very source of the enemy. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, and help us not to be vehicles and vessels that the enemy can use, but help us to be lights. Help us, oh God, that our light would shine and men would see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Oh God, we thank you that you have ordained peace for us, oh God. You have ordained us to walk in abundant peace and rest and joy. Oh God, for all people as we wage warfare in places of great battle, and for all who come forth to do your will, empowered by the great name. Oh God, your name. Oh God, by the authority of God. So we thank you today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the richness of your word. We thank you, God, for light today, that we choose to walk in the light, because Jesus, you are light. In you is no darkness at all. So help us, God. Help us to pray one for another. Help us to lift up one another. Help us to encourage one another. There's someone, God, right now that just needs to be encouraged. Send your word to them. Send strength right now. Send help right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We praise you for your word. Oh, God, we thank you now that your word is a lamp to our feet, a light to our pathway. We thank you for peace, that tranquility that you give us, that peace that passeth all understanding. It will keep our hearts, and our minds in you. We thank you for that today. So, Father God, we ask that you continue the work that you have begun in your men servants and your maid servants. We thank you, God, for every ministry that will go forth, Father God, on tomorrow in ministry under the direction of the Holy Ghost. And Father God, the body of Christ needs to come together. Father God, there are yokes that need to be destroyed. The anointing destroys the yokes. So we pray that you, by your power, would move, God, in a mighty way. Father, send deliverance to your people. Send freedom and liberty to your people. Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you that we can tabernacle in your presence. We thank you, God, that we can be hidden in you, because you are our fortress. Hallelujah. You are our stronghold. Glory to God. Oh, Basha. Hallelujah. You are our pavilion. Father God, we can run to you because you give us strength. We thank you for the strength today. We thank you, God, because we know you are God all by yourself. Hallelujah. So we love you today. We appreciate you right now. We thank you, God, for the peace of Jesus. We thank you for the strength of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your Son that died on the cross that we might be free. Hallelujah. Help us, God. Be with the bereaved today. Be with those that have lost dear loved ones. Father God, I pray for those families that I know recently lost their mother, grandmother, auntie, cousin. Father, you know right now. Go to that family. Strengthen them right now. Be with them, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you now. Be with that husband that lost his wife today. Ha! Bring comfort, God. Holy Ghost, you go alongside and bring comfort. You're the helper. You're the strengthener. Oh, God, we thank you for that. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the washing, oh, God, through the word. And, God, bring salvation to those that may not be walking in you, that may not be saved, but know you, know of you, know that you're real. And, God, I pray that you would penetrate their hearts today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, God, that as this prayer goes forth, God, you minister. You get down in the souls and hearts and lives of the people. Hey, God, Abba Shanda, and minister, Father God, as only you can. We thank you today. We praise you now. We give you glory. We give you honor. We will not stop praising your name. We'll not stop giving you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Beloved, be encouraged. Know God loves you. He cares about you. Continue to press into him. Continue to call on his name. Hallelujah. Knowing that he is your God and he will do for you what only he can do. You have been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. I am Apostle Deborah Vales Taylor. Until our next broadcast, beloved, be encouraged. Be strengthened in the Lord. Know that God loves you. He cares for you. He has your best interest at heart. Be blessed in the name of the Lord.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at Set Free Outreach Ministries at hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because he loves you and he cares.
A place where you